Welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. I'm Akshaya Nath, Senior Assistant Editor, and I bring you my report. BJP AIADMK demand Tamil Nadu Minister Balaji's removal as IT department raids 40 properties linked to him. The Income Tax Department Friday carried out coordinated searches in over 40 properties linked to Tamil Nadu Minister for Electricity Prohibition and Excise V. Senthil Balaji. Properties belonging to Balaji's brother Ashok, as well as those owned by other close relatives of the minister and Dravidian Munnetra Kazhagam leader and contractors allegedly close to Senthil Balaji, were raided, sources in the IT department told the Print. The situation became tense when Balaji's supporters allegedly broke the windshield of the IT official's car parked outside Ashok's residence. A video which gone viral on social media also purportedly shows a woman IT official being surrounded by alleged Balaji supporters. Raids began in Karur, Chennai and Coimbatore from around 7 a.m., sources in Tamil Nadu police told the Print, adding that IT officials had to return without conducting searches at 9 properties after being allegedly stopped by supporters of the DMK leader. Details of the raid are not yet known. Balaji has been under the scanner following a May 16 Supreme Court verdict setting aside a Madras High Court order from last year and allowing the Enforcement Directorate to continue its investigation against Balaji and some of his alleged aides under provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The Madras High Court had stayed the case filed against the minister. The Tamil Nadu Police Department was given 2 months by the Supreme Court to complete the investigation in the case of alleged bribery connected to recruitment for the post of Reserve crew drivers, crew conductors, junior tradesmen, junior assistant and junior engineer in the Tamil Nadu Transport Department between 2014 and 2015. Balaji was then the transport minister in the All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam government. He joined the DMK, the party currently in power in Tamil Nadu, in 2018. On Friday, K. Annamalai, chief of the Bharatiya Janata Party unit in Tamil Nadu, shared a purported video of woman IT official being allegedly manhandled by DMK supporters at a raid location and wrote, IT officials manhandled, vehicles vandalized by DMK goons in support of cash for job scam. Minister Senthil Balaji and his brother. TN Chief Minister MK Stalin should instruct his party men to behave responsibly and remind them that we do not live in the 1960s. While BJP ally AIADMK also hit out at the alleged unprecedented corruption of the ruling party, the DMK came out in support of Balaji. The IT, ED and CBI are being used by centre to take revenge on opposition parties. Karnataka election defeat has given fear to the BJP of its future, said DMK Organisational Secretary R.S. Bharathi while addressing the media at the DMK headquarters in Chennai, Anna Arivalayam. In election to the Karnataka Assembly held earlier this month, the Congress secured a decisive majority defeating the then incumbent BJP. Bharathi also accused Tamil Nadu BJP Chief Annamalai of orchestrating the raids against Balaji and called it BJP's cheap politics. Bharathi also questioned why the local police were not informed about the raids and taken as escort, as is the normal protocol. Meanwhile, Balaji, while talking to the media in Chennai, Friday said his residence in Chennai and Karur were not being searched by IT officials. He also alleged that the officials had reached his brother Ashok's residence early morning, and though Ashok was not at home at the time, and even before the residents could open the door, officials had jumped the gate and entered the house. He added, according to information, raids are underway in around 40 places and we will fully cooperate with the investigation. Balaji and his alleged close aides were accused of taking bribes from job aspirants for vacancies in the State Transport Department between 2014 and 2015. It has been claimed that while a few of those who allegedly paid the bribe were offered jobs immediately, some names were put in the pending list and these people were assured of jobs after the 2016 State Assembly polls. Though the AIADMK returned to power in 2016, the sudden demise of Party Supremo and then Chief Minister J. Jayalalitha and a subsequent split within the party saw Balaji being ousted from the party. In 2017, in a factional war between then senior AIADMK leader Edappadi K. Palaniswamy and Jayalalitha's aide V.K. Sashikala, Balaji had come out in support of Sashikala's nephew T.T.V. Dinakaran. In 2017, though an MLA from Aravakurchi constituency, he was among among the 18 disqualified MLAs who had not supported EPS as chief minister during a vote of confidence in assembly. Balaji was also instrumental in the formation of the Amma Makkal Munnetra Karagam, a breakaway faction of the AIADMK led by Dinakaran. In December 2018, Balaji joined the DMK in the presence of the party chief M.K. Stalin. This was a homecoming for the 47-year-old who had been a DMK member before joining AIADMK in 2000. In 2018, based on 4 complaints that were filed against Balaji and a few others in the alleged cash for jobs scam, an FIR was registered under Section 406, 420 and 506 of the Indian Penal Code. The case was filed before a special court for members of parliament and members of the Legislative Assembly in 2019. The same year, Balaji was again elected MLA in the Arvakurchi by-election on a DMK ticket. In the 2021 assembly election contesting from Karur, Balaji won with 1,01,757 votes. He approached the Madras High Court that year requesting the FIRs against him be quashed, claiming he had reached a settlement with 13 of the job aspirants. The court accepting this had quashed the proceedings of the special court. An appeal was, however, filed against this. The ED, meanwhile, taking cognizance of the issue, filed 4 cases in the alleged cash for jobs scam. After naming Balaji as an accused, a summons was also issued against him by the ED in 2019. The DMK minister then approached the Madras High Court again, challenging the summons, leading to the court quashing the summons and putting a stay order on the FIRs last year. Balaji, a 4-time MLA, has been now facing a stiff resistance from opposition parties. Days before this month's Supreme Court judgment in the cash for jobs case, around 22 people had died in the state in 2 separate cases of Hooch tragedy, fueling demands for Balaji's resignation from the ministry being raised by the BJP and the AIADMK. His department is seeing unprecedented corruption running to thousands of crores, and the money flow allegedly reaches till the top to his boss N.K. Stalin and family, claimed AIADMK spokesperson Kovai Satyan while talking to the print. Satyan added, the recent uproar on social media with reference to selling of liquor above the MRP and selling via unlicensed bars and involvement of gangs from Karur acting as collection agents fixing targets for TASMAC are serious allegations that need to be addressed by the DMK government. In the electricity board too, there are several glaring issues in awarding contracts and favoring contractors and shoddy deals in electricity procurement. Cash for jobs scam is continuing in this regime as well, and allegations of his associates collecting money in return for government job is still prevalent, said Kovai Satyan. Meanwhile, BJP State Vice President Narayan Tirupati, speaking to the print, demanded the hooligans who tried to attack income tax officials and damage their vehicles during raids at places related to Minister Sendil Balaji in Karur should be arrested under the Gundas Act. Narayan Tirupati further said Sendil Balaji should be removed from the cabinet as this attack was carried out at his instigation. That's all I have for you today. I'm Akshaya Nath, Senior Assistant Editor. Do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from the print. We'll be back tomorrow with yet another episode.